Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, we're live and lively here on this one of the old corny expressions on the radio. Live and lively here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Yeah, of course we're live, and of course we're lively. If we were not lively, we would be like this. We would talk like we were not, that's how there are people who run radio stations who think it would be cheaper not to have live people, but have automated, you know, there's a new device, Jay, that takes somebody's voice They replicate it.
And it's artificial, like having a Siri kind of situation. Yeah,
yeah, right,
which
exactly.
Was a real person voicing that at one point before it became an AI.
Yeah, right. So you want that? No, of course you don't. You want us. And us are here to figure out what in the heck is going on in the world. There are lots of things. There are always a lot of things going on. So take your pick of all of the things that are spinning around. Speaking of spinning around, the Earth's core is spinning, and it's now turning in the opposite direction. This sounds like something out of a Jules Verne novel. But because the core, you remember that movie with Hilary Swank? The core, this journey to the center of the Earth, this machine that was developed to dig down and keep the Earth from exploding. That was about 10 years ago, I think, that movie came out. Well, in reality, that is happening, at least to a certain extent. The core is slowing its rotation and then will switch directions. It has been doing this for the past 10 years or so, according to a study done by some pretty reputable scientists. The report is in the Nature Geoscience Journal this week. The seismologists in several different places around the world say that the Earth's iron core has slowed its rotation, been slowing since like 2009, 2010 in there. It fell into sync with the overall rotation during this time, and now the core has turned in an opposite direction. They believe that the inner core rotates. That's been something that's been scientifically, like the last 100 years or so, people have figured out that it goes back and forth and back and forth.
Kind of like a swing.
Yeah, pendulum, in a manner of speaking. Yep. So one of the cycles of the swing takes 75 yeah. So the core will switch directions about every 35 years or so. Who's ever heard of this? Do you study this?
Right? So this isn't something that's like terrifying, like, oh my goodness, this is about to happen.
No, the Earth's going to explode. It's been going on.
Yeah.
Right. It's another fabulous. And understanding this is a fabulous way to understand the complexities of our planet, the complexities of life, the complexities of the solar system, the complexities of the galaxy, the complexities of the universe. And so what happens? How are you affected by this? Well, the change in the rotation shortens the length of the day. It's just like a millisecond. And so you don't really notice it. Earth's core is surrounded by a fluid. The outer core is what moves, and that's why we have earthquakes and stuff like we had yesterday. I made all kinds of... So Jennifer Horn, who's an important part of this program, lives in Angelina Valley, I call it. Over the hill. I didn't even feel it down there. So I talked to my two children, Brendan and Megan, and they both felt it. And Brendan said they just woke them up. They felt it. It was 2-3 o'clock in the morning. We had just gone on the air yesterday, I think, when we were talking about it happening. And so that's an example of the core of the Earth changing. One of the explanations, anyway. So we have all of this stuff that's pretty hot. And that's where volcanoes come from. The outer core is about 1,500 miles thick. It's 15,000 miles more or less to the center of the Earth. Anyway, so the field, the magnetic field, you know, when you do you understand what magnets are all about? It's the term magnetism, right? Yeah. Well, there is such strength, and that's one of the reasons that we have, you know, the weight, the way that we weigh ourselves, why we weigh what we weigh, is dependent in part on gravity, which is dependent in part on the magnetic field that surrounds the planet. So you've heard perhaps of the magnetic trains that have been developed by the Japanese. The MAG, have you ever, no, it's a MAG, yeah, M-A-V train. Have you heard about those?
You know how they work? Familiar, but no, I'm not. Yeah. I don't know how they actually work.
Well, they work with the surface of the Earth pulling, the magnetic field pulls the train along the tracks. That's how they have been able to. There are all kinds of screwdrivers get magnetized. You know, it's just degrees as much as anything else. So anyway, the core changed directions. If you go back in recent history, in the 1970s, and then you go further ahead to the 2040, 2045. This is how, when you understand the Earth's layers, my getting is like too professorial. Is this too much information?
No, go for it.
Yeah. Anyway, we have layers on the Earth, and they move. That's why South America is no longer connected to Africa. This is the explanation for it. It's a dynamic planet, and it has a dynamic system. And this is how, if it happens here, it's going to happen on other planets as well. Right?
Yeah, so one would think, absolutely. Well, yeah. All of the continents on Earth were once one mega continent.
Yeah, one lot big piece of land. So anyway, the research suggests that the inner core may change direction as frequently as every 6 years. So what does it do for you? It means spring is going to come about 1/10 of a second earlier than it did last year. That's kind of it. All right?
So and this, noticeable.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so there you have us spinning around and around. So the good news also yesterday from the markets, every market, every measurement of monetary success, if you will, or maybe monetary well-being went up. S&P futures, went up. The Dow futures were up. NASDAQ was up. The Russell 2000, and which I think is the most accurate in my read, all the, when you listen to the news, well, the Dow Jones was up by 27 points today. That's really not an indication of anything, really, of serious, it's easy to understand. It's a group of, a couple of thousand, they call it the Dow Jones Industrials because it's all of the big industrial companies. But I think more of all of them together, Standard & Poor's and NASDAQ, Standard & Poor's and the Russell futures are more indicative of what's what and who's who. Crude oil is at $80 a barrel, which is not good at the pump, but there's a reflection here that we all ought to know and understand. When oil is $100 a barrel, if you figure on the normal profit that has been realized by these big oil companies for the last 100 years, let's say, it has been, if it costs $100 a barrel, then you should pay about $4 a gallon at the pump. That's been the standard. And so now with oil at $80 a barrel and the price at the pump is pushing, well, it's not $4, unless you're in California, where they tax you to death. But like around my neck of the woods, it's been hovering between $3.19 and $3.39. What is it where you are out in Ohio? Jay, it's probably close to the same, I'm going to guess. What's the last time you stopped and bought gas? How much did you pay?
Oh, my goodness. The last time I stopped and got gas, I want to say it was a little under $4.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a couple months ago. My husband, he takes care of me. He goes and fills me up. I'm a little spoiled like that.
Fill me up, buttercup. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. It's just that the reality is that we're still getting screwed by the oil companies. I guess that's the negative side of it. If you're a gold, a lot of the, what happens during an economic turmoil, people buy gold because they think it's safer.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that gold was off about $5 yesterday, down about a quarter of a point in essence, that's not great for the gold sellers, but it's something to talk about. Yeah, other than that.
Oh, yeah, the gold, the other precious metals, diamonds, precious stones. Like, I feel like there is going to come a time, probably not in our lifetime, not in our grandchildren's lifetime, but when we're going to be paying with that stuff. People are
going
to be paying with that. Yeah, like that's going to be the main currency again.
Well, it's supposed to be the standard, but it's not backed up on. You know, it used to be, I remember when I was learning about this, and we all were learning about it in school, you were told that the dollar bill was backed up by the number of bullion pieces or whatever it was. And then you come to find out only 13% of the cash that's represented by the dollar bill is covered by gold or the gold standard. So what does that mean? It means it's paper, and it's that's what it is. And you have to have faith that it's worth something, otherwise nobody would use it. And the dollar is still the standard currency around the world. People would rather have dollar bills than anything else. And so when I always like the term cash, because cash is represented by being paid now. Cash is a check. Cash is that wad of bills you have in your pocket or you got stuck in your drawer, whatever that. It feels better. You think, okay, this is real money, when in fact it's not. It's not real money at all. It's been so long since people really use real money. All it is something that represents a certain amount of value, whatever that value is. But the value, we assume that it's worth what we think it's worth, but we don't really know. There's something for you to think about. 18 after on Good Day.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Rian Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always known the truth.
I only know if something is alive. The real trick of it is figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
There wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
Do you watch too much Dateline?
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face. Streaming now only on Peacock.
O'Reilly. Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get 2x O'Rewards points. Our professional parts people can recommend the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, spray pans, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Silver has
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, it's, according to the clock here, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. You know, that makes me think, Jay, about the different meanings of words. Miles, my grandson, being taught about antonyms and synonyms and homonyms and things. And the term clock is something that has several meanings. Like when you look at the clock on the wall, that's how I tell the time. Mm-hmm. But there's an expression, if you get into a fight with somebody and you clock them, that means that you knocked them out, right? When you clock the guy. All right. So you wonder where that all start. Anyway, that shows you where my mind is wandering at the moment, at any rate. Let's wander over to some of the celebrity news that's trending on social media today. Number one on the hit parade is Britney Spears, who apparently... There's a question about, as there always has been, about fans that are after her. They seek, and this is something that goes on with lots and lots of celebrities. But this, in this case, it seems fans are concerned about how well she is, right?
People love her. Her fans love her.
She's in danger or not?
To that times.
Yeah, right, exactly. So is this a whole lot of hooey about nothing in terms of the contact that people have with Britney? Wasn't it last week or the week before when she was in a restaurant with her new husband and he walked out on her and she just sat there?
Yeah,
and
speculation was like they got into a fight and left, and then they both said that that wasn't what happened, but they never went into what happened. And it could have been as simple as he went to get the car. Because more paparazzi were hanging outside. We don't know.
It's ridiculous.
People like to speculate and write their own narratives and then run with it.
Well, the other side of it is that he's a kid. Was he 27, 28 years old, and she's 41. So is there a maturation difference between the two of them? And if they have some kind of a fight, he's like some kid and he gets up and says, I'm going to leave. I'm walking out
now. Well, I think with everything she's been through, there could be some, I'm not a psychologist diagnosing anything, but it seems like there could be some arrested development issues with Britney when you see different videos online just based on she's been in a conservatorship for almost 13 years. So
cocoon.
Mentally, they could be relatively similar in age.
Does it take a worried fan to sing a worried song? We'll find out after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow is given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code. MyPillow.com for the Giza Sheets special. So there are so many examples, Jay, when you go online, of people following her and talking about her. What is there? Why do you think they wrap themselves around her particularly? Is there, are there other people that seem to attract this much attention from fans?
Yes and no. I think there are a lot, but she's also dealt with so many things, and her and fans, fanatics, definitely will go hard for the people that they like, and they will come to bat for them. And she's been through so much turmoil, especially coming out of the conservatorship, which her fans kind of gave her the strength in a way to fight with being so vocal about get her out of the conservatorship. But anyway, she decided to get off social media, so a bunch of fans reached out to the police department and the Ventura County Sheriff's Department for a wellness check.
Wow.
She's gone off people, Instagram before. It's not, you know.
People need to get a life. Thank you. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, "Warren, my dog is just plain stupid," I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship, and you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Palestinian health officials are reporting 9 Palestinians were killed in a firefight between militants and Israeli security forces in a refugee camp in the West Bank on Thursday morning. They are calling it the deadliest operation in months in the occupied territory. The Israeli army is reporting their troops entered the West Bank city of Jenin on Thursday as part of an operation targeting Palestinian militants. Soldiers killed at least 6 militants in the resulting battle. The United States and Germany separately announced on Wednesday they would send battle tanks to Ukraine after NATO allies pushed for the move. The U.S. decision to supply Abrams M1 tanks and the German announcement of the Leopard 2 tanks is a major boost for Ukraine, which has pleaded with the West for months to send more advanced weaponry. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear. And more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Sounds very dramatic, doesn't it? Ooh, 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 ooh.
Exciting.
Very exciting. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Exciting Good Day program for January the 26th, right? Today's the 26th. Thursday. Next week it'll be the 1st of February, so we're...
That's hard to believe.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Lots of things are hard to believe, but true. As it were, we've got a couple of things that are hard to believe here that we'll dig around in this half hour of the Good Day program. There is some good news for those of you who are worried, oh, I'm going to get COVID and die! Oh, no! Well, don't get yourself all worked up about it. Because apparently, according to those who study these sorts of things, the flu, COVID, and that new thingamabob called RSV all of the info on these cases suggest that the number of people who are getting them, the numbers themselves are trending down, down, down. That's the first time in many months. This is the virus season, right? This is the cold season. People get respiratory problems, right? And we all know what's gone on the last couple, 3 years. They've torn through our country and around the world. But if you look at the numbers, the stats, the cases have dropped to the lowest they've been in the past 3-4 months. So even though it's winter time, the Center for Disease Confusion says that the number of emergency room visits from all of these problems, from flu, COVID, and RSV, is the lowest that they've been for quite a while.
Which is
anyway.
Great. But of course, you mention it with RSV. That's actually been around since the 50s. Why does it seem like only in the last couple of years it has gotten more prominence in the news?
Yeah, because the news media
has been around for a long time. Or is it because people have been getting sicker from the normal things that are typically around from the shutdown of COVID, where we weren't around as many people? Maybe we weren't around as many germs.
I think there's always been a lot of germs around. I think the problem is we're eating crap food. Our immune systems are in terrible shape unless we're doing stuff to supplement them, or you're more conscious of what you're putting into your body because you are what you eat. It's that simple.
And it seems like that's even been going along. That's been happening for a certain amount of time. And only recently are people more attuned to the holistic side of being healthy, the nutrition.
One of the good things that came out from my read of it, anyway, one of the good things that came out of COVID was the focus that the grocery stores ran out of food. So people, where do we get our food? Hello, duh. You go to the original source of the food, which, hello, isn't the grocery store. I can't tell you how many times talking to youngsters, they think that milk, food, whatever, comes from the grocery. Where does this come from? They don't know anything about cows. They don't know anything about gardens. They don't know anything about where things come from. They just know the simplest thing, the simplest answer. The question is, come from the grocery store. No. They get to the grocery store, but they don't come from the grocery store. They come out of the ground. And depending on, you know, whether you're buying food that has been grown on huge mega farms that's loaded with things that you don't want to have in your body, but still they're there because it's a convenient way to get more stuff to grow. I don't make friends in my farming communities by talking about how ugly it is that Monsanto and glyphosate and Roundup are as prominent as they are, because farmers have been using them to increase the yield, and that's a good thing for farmers, not good for the people that eat the crap that's grown under those circumstances. And that's most everything. So anyway, now this is a good sign, Jay, and it's worth pointing out.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another good, I'm one of the few people who says the fair tax is a good idea. The fair tax is something that's been proposed by the Republicans, and the Democrats are scoffing at it. They think that I've seen a couple of different, there's a story in the Washington Post, the arrogant Washington Post today, calling it a doozy of an idea. Well, this started, with the beginning of the legislative session. The story itself got lost because of all the nonsense around McCarthy being elected Speaker of the House. So now it's surfaced again, only because a couple of people in the news media woke up and said, oh, look at this. So the bill that apparently McCarthy doesn't like this, even though a lot of his reps do, he doesn't like it. So the core of this, if you haven't heard the story, people will tell you it has zero chance of becoming law. If you understood it, you'd all be for it, frankly. The Republicans' proposal, some Republicans want to replace the income tax system with a national sales tax. It's called a fair tax plan, and yet, here we have Chuck Schumer weighing in. This ought to be good. Chuck says it's the craziest idea they've come up with yet. Really? So, Chuck, you like to screw people with the IRS's formulas, huh? Is that it? We got to make sure the rich pay their fair share. This is really the only way that the so-called rich would pay their fair share. But between Schumer and this guy, Jeffries, both New Yorkers, they are trying to make you think that this is not in your best interest. And, of course, that's because it's not in their best interest. That's the only reason.
Basically. Well, and the fair tax, it's been proposed as a bill since the early aughts. It keeps circling around. You would think
that it's been proposed for a long time, for 30, 40, 50 years.
Eventually it will.
Yeah. I get a kick out of one of my former colleagues, Neil Bortz. Many of you perhaps grew up listening to Neil Bortz, excellent talk show host, real character in his own right. I remember one of the times that he and I were together was at the Radio Hall of Fame dinner in Chicago. Heavens, probably maybe 15 years, maybe, oh yeah, 15 years ago. We had Reba McEntire. Neil and I were sitting at a table talking, and Reba McEntire comes in, and she walks over and sticks out her arm. Hi, I'm Reba McEntire, like nobody knew. And she sat with us and had dinner with us. She was delightful. And Bortz spent the whole evening flirting with her. Of course, I wouldn't do anything like that. Anyway, it was kind of a cute. Right, yeah, exactly. So after we went to, we were on our way back to the, where we went to the airport. I think we went to the airport. We were in a cab together anyway. Went back to the hotel or the airport. And I was telling him the story about how Charlotte, my dog, and I would travel around the country. She would sit in the seat next to me. It was at that time kind of frowned upon. Now everybody does it. Those capes that they put on as a service dog. And I told Neil that that's what I was doing with Charlotte. And, people say, oh, that was dishonest. Yeah, it depends on your look. I wanted to have Charlotte safe, and putting her under the plane is not a safe, not, never mind
yeah,
for her, for anybody.
That's not an option.
Yeah, that's not an option. So anyway, I told him the story. The next morning, my son called me up and said, Dad, do you know Neil Bortz? And I said, yeah, we're good radio friends. He said, well, he posted something on his blog that I figured he had to have gotten this from you. It was Neil, without mentioning my name, talking about people who use the cape and the way that people are traveling with their dogs that was really unethical and illegal and immoral.
Mm-hmm.
But he had used this story.
People who were doing it ethically and morally.
Right.
But now
exactly.
Yeah, now there's so many more hoops to jump through.
Yeah, well, anyway, so that was one of my Neil Bortz stories. The fact that I'm bringing up his name now is brought about by the fact that he's going to do a special broadcast on a radio station in his hometown of Atlanta. He hasn't been on the air for 3, 4, 5 years. He retired and had, he was a lawyer. He just was tired. He was a very interesting guy on the air, at any rate. So there's a station in Atlanta, WFOM, that is going to do a special today on the fair tax because Neil made himself available and he was one of the proponents of the original idea in the 1990s. As a matter of fact, he wrote a book called The Fair Tax Book with a Congressman John Linder was his name. And so that's part of this whole discussion and debate. But the arrogance, frankly, of the Democrats, who in this case are trying to make you think the idea is crazy, and even as they'll point out that McCarthy's not in favor, because these are the boys in the old boy network. They don't want, regardless of how they get along, it still is the club. That's what they don't like this because they lose control of your money if they can't tax you through the income tax system. They're not in charge, basically. And so waking up to this, here's another guy who is in a manner of speaking, another Georgian, Representative Buddy Carter is one of the leading proponents for this idea. And he said, quote, Washington Democrats are fear-mongering about this bill because it takes power away from the government and puts it in the hands of the people. Duh. So anyway, there's a guy, I remember when I used to do a different kind of a radio program, there was a guy named Grover Nordquist who is one of the advocates for this. So he's been talking about this idea. This has been a big to-do. Steve Forbes, one of the Forbes magazine, he's been talking about this. There have been a couple of articles in the Wall Street Journal about it. Larry Kudlow, who used to be an economic advisor, I think he was in the Trump cabinet, if not mistaken. Anyway, so they all are saying, it's a lousy idea, and yada, yada, yada. Well, it's a lousy idea for these guys, but it isn't a lousy idea for you. The bill had 23 co-sponsors as of yesterday afternoon. And again, the bottom line here is that it eliminates all income taxes, the payroll tax, corporate tax, personal income tax, eliminates the IRS. And this is something that you don't have to fill out any more forms. How many people are doing this now, between now and April?
Mm-hmm. Tax season has commenced.
Right. And so we spend, the federal government spends billions, tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars on the IRS and chasing you around to make sure that you're paying your fair share. There's nothing more fair than everybody pays the same percentage for goods and services. That's what it's all about. I saw that the rate's been 23% kind of, and that's been where it's been stuck. But don't believe everything you read and hear. I would say that would be my advice on the sales tax thing. It's 48 after the hour.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles, and no latte is worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing, and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Our professional parts people can recommend the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, drain pans, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Here we are at 53 after the hour, delivering now farm food and family information on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay and I calling out some of the things that are being discussed on the farm by farmers, people in grocery stores, people in the food business, the food department. So our recall of the day today, we're saved by salmonella. Yes, we're saved in terms of having yet another contamination problem to talk about. So here's parsley being imported from Mexico that has been recalled because of multiple examples of salmonella contamination and poisoning. Church Brothers and Fresh Point, South Florida, both recalling parsley that comes from a Mexican farm because of the salmonella bug. Salmonella is the easiest of all of the salmonella, E. coli, and listeria. It is the, depending on your immune system, it's the one least likely to affect you, but still, it does have an impact on people. And you can't really smell it, you can't look at it, you can't see it, it's just there. When things get spoiled, like I had some salmon, some spinach last night that was, it gets watery looking and wimpy looking.
Yeah, and sometimes there's that funky smell that comes along with it.
Right. Exactly. So if you got a fragile immune system, you don't want to be around anything like this. Symptoms mimic stuff. You got if you have salmonella poisoning, it's an applicable name for it. For a number, it's up to 3 days. You can have the pooper doopers, divariva. Mm-hmm. You can have upset stomach, nausea,
when
that sort of thing.
When something that hasn't been spoiled and you have these symptoms, chances are it's more likely to be salmonella than something else.
Yep,
especially
that is
with
correct.
A 12 to 72 hour window.
Yep. All right, so bring that stuff back to the store. Here's the news for Oreo lovers. New cookie. If you twist open a new, when you look around at the information coming from Oreo, this is pretty much all over online stuff, right? They have announced a new limited edition to sweeten up its lineup. The most Oreo Oreo. So, if you, what does that mean? More cream? The chocolate is more chocolate? What is this?
So it has the two chocolate cookie on top and bottom, and then on the inside, you know how there's the typical Oreo that has a certain amount of filling, and then the double stuff, and most stuff, all that stuff. So this is packed with the most stuff level of cream, but the cream itself is a cookies and cream, which cookies and cream is typically crushed up Oreos. So it's actual crushed up Oreos. And more cream in the center of this cream.
All right.
So it is I just like the name, the most Oreo
cream.
Oreo.
Yes, I like that too, right. All right, speaking of things like that, how about this M&M's thing, right? M&M, you and I, you know what you've done? I love the way you say right. After I'm saying something, you say right?
Right?
Right.
Aren't you so smart?
Yeah. So, I'm picking up on that too. M&M's making headlines, redesigning their spokes candies, the green M&M, the white boots on the green M&M.
Yeah, that were changed to sneakers.
Sneakers.
People just,
what?
It became very polarizing. People
were
so up in arms. But good for M&M's for being like, hey, we were trying to make some changes. We always update things sporadically. And we had no idea that one full year after making these changes, people would still be talking about it, still be upset. So you know what? The spokes candies are done. They're just done for a little bit. We're going to have a human be our actual spokesperson. We're going to give the spokes candies a break.
Right.
And people can't complain.
Mm-hmm. Well, they complain about whoever the spokesperson is if they don't like the spokesperson.
Being removed, but yeah.
Right, yeah. Purple, all these different colors. This is. Remember when we first learned about crayons and the Crayola company came out with this box of 48 different colors?
Mm-hmm.
Like this is how magenta came to be. And all these.
I remember the 96 box. They came out with a box of 96 colors and 12, I think it was 12 of the colors, were unnamed because it was a contest and they wanted you to name them. And then after the contest closed, they became actual colors and actual names of the colors. Like there's Robin's Egg Blue, Mac and Cheese. And now those are all part of the massive Crayolas box.
Right. And so why doesn't M&M's do the same thing? They can use that red number 4 to create all those colors. I remember when I was dating Meredith back in the, when was it, 10 years or so ago, when she moved into my house, first thing she did was get a huge box of M&M's that had our name on it. They were silver, and then they had Meredith and Doug on it, and it was kind of cool. I didn't realize they would do that, but they will.
That's really
you can
sweet.
Special order. Yeah,
yeah, a lot of people do it for weddings.
Yeah, it was kind of sweet in more ways than one. All right, so there it is, the M&M's story for you folks at 59 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.